Proclamation number 4427 of 5th of September, 1948. Right and false representatives. He who hears my servants hears me. Anyone who opposes my own fights against me, for my servants also emerge from the ranks of my own who are to bring you my word as a gift from the Lord. If you do not listen to my servants, it is a rejection of me, who comes to you through my servants in the word. You cannot separate my representatives on earth from me, only if you have obvious evidence that something is brought to you by the enemy of your souls may you reject it. This is obviously recognizable from the gifts themselves which are offered to you. If they lack love, if they lead to the world, thus if they try to push you away from me as the eternal deity, then your rejection is justified. Yet my chosen servants will never offer you anything which could cast doubt on my mission, for even the slightest test indicates a divine gift. It only radiates love, it teaches love and is offered to you by my love. But anyone who pretends to acknowledge me, to believe in me, to belong to my church, yet does not want to acknowledge my direct word, is far removed from me, for how will he speak of the Father if he does not recognize his voice? And I truly speak clearly, so that every willing person must recognize me, and only the one who is not willing to believe that I myself speak to people will not recognize me. He can acquire this faith through serious reflection. Thus the will must first be present to open himself if I myself approach him with a rich treasure of grace. I will not condemn a rejection after careful examination, even if the human being makes a wrong judgment if this is the result of his serious examination, yet again and again I have to emphasize that the human being then also rejects me myself. Thus his attitude towards me is such that he cannot recognize the truth. I have chosen servants from my own and you shall hear them, and you will also be taught by them what the characteristics of truth are and when you humans can feel in possession of the truth. For they speak on my behalf, they speak on my behalf, and if you listen to them, you listen to me. But you should not lend your ear to those who preach my word but have received it in a distorted form and pass it on in a distorted form. For if they were my true representatives, they would work together with you, my servants, they would receive the right knowledge directly from my hand through you and also recognize it as such. However, if they oppose you, they cannot be my rightful representatives. And if they fight you, they are servants of Satan, who uses every mask to suppress the truth. The truth will speak for itself. The truth is to be recognized if the human beings will ease turn towards me, thus towards the eternal truth. And therefore everyone who opposes you and does not want to accept you for what you are is to be regarded as my adversary. My disciples, whom I myself have chosen to spread the gospel throughout the world. Amen.